Well, good morning. You know, Jesus oftentimes told stories. There's this kind of well-known definition of these kinds of stories. Here it is. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Have some of you heard that definition before? Do you know what kind of stories we're talking about?
Parables,
sure. In a few moments in the gospel reading, you'll hear Jesus tell a couple of those parables that have to do with the joy that there is when something that has been lost is found. Now, I have a couple things to show you this morning. Imagine that if a young person had a favorite baseball glove, something like this, well used, and they wanted to go play ball and they couldn't find their glove. They looked and they looked and they looked, and it just wasn't to be found. A few days later, as they were going through something in their closet, lo and behold, there it was. Wow! How happy that would be for someone who really wanted to use that baseball glove. Or imagine some of you had a really big, big school assignment, lots of pages, and you had finished it, and you set it down in the house the night before it was due, and the next morning you went to find it, and you couldn't. Oh, my goodness. Imagine you're looking all over. It's a big assignment, and you can't find it, and you don't want to do it again. And you look, and you look, and you look. It's almost time to go to school, and then someone picks up the newspaper, and there it is under the newspaper. Whew. How happy you would be to know you didn't have to redo that assignment. You had it. We'll put that right here. Or what if you had a $100 bill, and you put it somewhere, and then sometime later you went looking for it? And you're looking and you're looking, you go, oh my goodness, I can't find it. Where'd it go? $100 bill. Wouldn't you get pretty excited about not finding that? And you'd probably go looking and... Oh! Whew. How happy you would be if you finally found it. Whew. Well, it is a joyful thing when we find something that's lost. And Jesus, in our first parable that you will hear in a few minutes, is going to talk about that too. In fact, he's going to talk about a man who had 100 sheep.
David.
And then one of them was lost. So he left the 99 and he went out searching for the one that was lost. And finally, the man, the owner of the sheep, found it. Oh boy. He was so full of joy. He was so excited and happy. You see, he was so excited, he even invited friends in the neighborhood to come and celebrate with him because the lost had been found. You see, Jesus in that parable is really teaching us a number of things. He's teaching us, first, how much Jesus loves us. He loves the lost. He loves those that don't know him. He wants you and me to repent to him, to tell him we're sorry for our sins. And then he wants you to absolutely know and believe that he forgives you every single one of your sins. And that he holds you near and dear to him in his heart. Kind of like this picture of Jesus. You see that? How Jesus is holding that sheep next to his heart. How much Jesus loves and cares for you. That's what this reminds us of. I remember a time when my children were much, much younger. And Mrs. Herring and I were with them in a big city in another place, in a very crowded place. And all of a sudden we realized one of our children was missing, lost. We kind of made sure that the other five were safe, and we went looking intensely. Where is that lost child? Whew, finally, a short time later, we found her. Oh, were we not only relieved, but we were filled with a great deal of joy. The lost had been found. Well, Jesus tells us, excuse me, there's much rejoicing in heaven. Much rejoicing when the lost are found. When those who don't know about Jesus learn of him, and as we go to him and repent of our sins and he forgives us our sins. What great joy there is. In fact, he says that the angels in heaven actually celebrate. They rejoice when the lost is found. That's pretty exciting. Well, it is exciting when you find things like a lost glove or a lost assignment or maybe even lost money. But none of that compares to the joy and the excitement that Jesus promises to you and me when one day he takes us to his home in heaven. Rejoice in that. And how thankful we are that we have a good shepherd who loves us and cares for us and holds you close to him in his heart.